This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, the 15th of January. I refer to it as the Ides of January because we all know what happened on the Ides of March. 15th of March. We'll get to that after the Ides of February. Okay, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the DJV program, I have Victoria Keelan on the ready. Jennifer Horn raring to go. Kara Schillen is always ready for action here. A lot of things she has to do watching and making sure all the sound that comes out of your speaker is good. I'm Doug Steffen. The impeachment. So I can't think of anything less interesting, but I know, Jennifer, a lot of people that are following you follow the impeachment. So what do we have?
History, whether you're interested in it or not, and whether I think it's a good idea or not, or whatever people think, this is pretty historic. And for some people, this is the first time they're ever going to see how this happens in the country. Wednesday today marks the date that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is going to come to the podium in just about 2 hours, and she'll unveil the list of House Democrats who will serve as impeachment managers in the Senate. That is basically the act of prosecution. So they'll be the prosecutors presenting the case against Donald Trump and the Ukraine scandal. She's holding a news conference to announce the impeachment managers. I think odds on favorite bets have to be probably Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler. There might be a few others on that list to appoint managers and formally send the two articles of impeachment to the Senate, where senators will decide whether or not the president should be removed from office. You need two-thirds of the Senate to vote to remove Trump from office if that were to be the case. Everything today will be very ceremonial. The House managers, once they're appointed today and once the House votes to kick it over, the vote today will do a couple of things. It'll make official the managers. It'll make it official that they're transmitting the articles of impeachment from the House to the Senate. It'll also release money to fund the Senate trial, which they'll need cash. So the House is the ones that will do that. Then they have kind of a literal parade. They do this thing where they will walk over with the articles of impeachment to the senators and to Chief Justice John Roberts at the Supreme Court, and they will hand over physically the articles of impeachment. John Roberts is going to be the judge in the trial. He'll be the one who presides over it. He'll be sworn in. Mitch McConnell said that the substance of the trial is likely to get underway on Tuesday, so that'll be next Tuesday. And this is going to require, the reason that this is not great for Democrats who are senators who are running for president 19 days before the Iowa caucus is that they become officially jurors on this trial. They're going to have to sit there. And this trial is going to be every day of the week except Sunday. So they'll be working starting Tuesday. They'll be working on Saturday.
So how long is it going to take?
It's unclear. We don't know. It depends on how much. I think Republicans have made it clear they want it just to be quick and present the evidence that's in the House. But the Democrats are arguing that they want to call witnesses and drag it out a bit. So
has anybody asked, with all of these debates, is anybody really talking among these politicians about the debates, about the impeachment itself? Anybody, whether it's Joe or whether it's Pete or any of these people, did that come up in the debate last night, for example? Isn't this an issue that people should be talking about? What a damn waste of money and time all of this is, and holding the Democrats accountable, or is because this is a Democratic-sponsored thing, they don't want to be talking about that sort of stuff?
Well, I don't know if they think it's a waste of money or time. I think they think it's a legitimate thing, so they're probably not going to be asking that question.
The only candidate on the Democrat side who hasn't supported impeachment is Tulsi Gabbard, and she didn't vote against it. She just voted present when it was her turn to vote for it in Congress. Yeah. So I think most of them are on board with this.
Is there any new stuff on the Ukrainian side of this, Jennifer? Anything new floating around that the Senate is likely to find or hear about, or the news media is going to get into, or have
no,
we seen
I think most of it is going to be, yeah, it's going to be the investigation. I mean, for the most part, the way I understand, unless they decide to go a different route, they're going to be taking that 600-page report that Adam Schiff put together, and they're going to be reviewing it, basically presenting it, and then the Republicans will present the president's side. The president's already lawyered up. He's got Jay Sekulow, who's one of his personal attorneys. He's looking at bringing Alan Dershowitz on to represent him as his impeachment team, essentially.
Isn't that lawyer an ambulance chaser? Isn't it the same guy?
Sekulow?
Yeah.
No, Sekulow's been his lawyer since the beginning almost of beginning his presidency.
But was he connected with him when he was in the building business?
I don't think
real estate
so.
Business? No? Okay. All right, I'm confusing with somebody else. So were there any takeaways? All of us sort of spent some time a little bit last night watching the Democratic debate in Iowa. We really have gone over what Warren and Sanders went back and forth at the end of the night. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders appear to no longer be friends. And so on it goes. She's screeching in that shrill voice of hers. I didn't say that. You know, whatever. Yes, you did say that. Is it a sideshow, or is it worthy of any interest other than seeing the personalities of the two of them back and forth at each other? I don't think
it's unexpected. I mean, you can be friends for a little while, but at some point there's got to be one winner. And that's what a lot of people are forgetting. You have to figure out how to win a Democrat primary. And I think Elizabeth Warren is very aware that she's splitting votes. And some of the votes that she had during the summer that made her the most popular candidate are now going to Bernie Sanders. And he's surging. And so she's trying to take him back. And I think she's doing anything she can to try to maneuver that. It's just unfortunate because I think she's already got trust issues with the American people, and I don't know if, given the choice between Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, he's the one that drives passion and excitement for whatever reason. That's beyond me. He does. And I think people side with him in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm siding with him in this, and I can't stand the guy.
She's a very unlikable character. That much for sure. She's just plain unlikable. And I said earlier, there's a recall, sort of an official petition, but people in the state, hundreds of thousands of people are just ticked off that she spent all of the last 4 years as a senator of Massachusetts running for the presidency, hasn't done a damn thing, not responsible. You look at her record, and half the time she's not even there to vote, never mind to introduce legislation that is good for the country or good for Massachusetts. She's just nothing. A vapid, empty, self-aggrandizing, narcissistic egotist. And I've got other things to say about
enough about her good parts.
Right, exactly. All right, so what's the story with the Supreme Court looking into the two associates of Chris Christie who have appealed their convictions in that Bridgegate thing? Remember the morning that he closed
the
bridge?
Speaking of people who were never in their own state.
Yes, right. That's a good. I agree with you. Good correlation.
You're talking about Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, all
right,
I'm thinking of is that's what people in New Jersey went through with Chris Christie as governor,
right,
who was just never here.
Never there. Yeah.
Nope. Two and a half years trying to run for president.
What happens?
I don't know if it's going
to
get overturned. I'm not sure. We'll have to see what happens with it.
Is there merit to what's the meritorious side
of
this?
I don't know. Maybe there's a legal technicality that they can overturn it.
I think
I'm
it's going to be a technicality. I think it's not a technicality.
Yeah, but essentially,
pretty obvious they did it.
Yeah, essentially, if people don't remember the story, the busiest bridge in the entire world is the George Washington Bridge. Which actually surprised me. I thought it would have been somewhere maybe in Malaysia, but it's actually the George Washington Bridge. It's the busiest bridge in the world. And Chris Christie didn't like what was going on with, there was some dispute in New York. It was Jersey versus New York, which happens a lot.
It was the mayor of, what's the city right on the other side? He was the target, wasn't he?
I think it was the mayor of Fort Lee, which is on the New Jersey side.
Yeah.
It was on the Jersey side. And so the George Washington Bridge goes right through Fort Lee. Like when you go over the bridge, that road goes
right through Fort Lee.
So essentially, Chris Christie later denied it. But essentially what happened is they shut down two of the access lanes during rush hour. And so it caused like a 6 or 7 hour backup. To get over the bridge. It was a mess.
Yeah.
And so it was retaliation. It was a whole mess. But anyway, Chris Christie then later denied that he had any knowledge of it. But a lot of people who worked underneath him said that he actually ordered that to happen. So he's kind of faded away anyway, so people don't
He has, hasn't he? I thought he was going to get a big job, and there always are rumors that he's going to get
a big job. He's tried a lot of different things. He was on WFAN, which was it's the biggest sports station in New York.
Yeah.
People hated him. They did not want to hear him talk about sports. And because he's a Dallas Cowboys fan. So how do you, and he's at all the Cowboys games, so he really isn't that qualified as a fan to talk about, like, New York sports. So that didn't work. Then he tried to do a podcast with, I'm blanking on the woman's name. She was, Donna something. You know who I mean?
African-American
woman who was in
Donna
DNC.
Brazil.
Donna Brazil. Pitched a podcast together, which I thought kind of could have been a good idea, like a left and right kind of thing.
She's
they're
a sellout,
actually friends.
Like he is.
They're good friends.
Yeah.
Right. So no one wanted that. So I'm not really sure. And then he had a book tour. I guess he probably made some money with that. But other than that, he's kind of faded away.
Yep. Right. All right. I want to tell you about what happened to my Microsoft Windows circumstance. I have computers that are run by Microsoft. I'm going to tell you that story because it probably bodes, whether good or bad for you, and some information that probably will be helpful. First, though, information about whitening your teeth with Power Swabs. Power Swabs is on the game. Power Swabs on the job. Power Swabs satisfaction guarantee is that you, if you don't see a substantial improvement in the whiteness of your teeth in 30 days, money back. That's it. No hassle. They have no automatic shipments either, which is very good. Most of the time you call a number to order something and they'll sign you up. Well, call us if you don't want us to send the stuff anymore and wait 60 days while they keep sending you that stuff. 800-208-1797. Get the teeth protected without sore gums, without any sensitivity whatsoever. In 5 minutes, your teeth will improve by 2 shades. Just keep doing it over a 2 or 3 month period and you'll have fabulously white teeth, and nothing is going to be hurt because it's an all-natural combination, concoction of detergents that will clean your teeth. 800-208-1797. You use the DJV code, you get 40% off, and then an additional $10 off, and a free quick stick. The whole deal all comes to you when you call 800-208-1797. You know what? You're going to be very happy at the end of the day. Get that bright smile. Get ready with Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and save 40% plus $10 off and get a Power Swab. That's it at 800-208-1797. Power Swabs.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Use, abuse, without clues, I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes, was the start of my last jam. So here it is again, another death jam.
Now, this is my kind of music.
A little something that I knew you lacked.
I picked it just for you, Doug.
I love this. It's your son's music. Your son's
okay, music. Okay, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I send me all over this. This is Public Enemy, with a loosely referred to as a song called Don't Believe the Hype. The reason we're playing this, ladies and gentlemen, is because the Recording Academy has inducted 26 more recordings into its Grammy Hall of Fame, and this is one of them from 1988. Takes a Nation is the name of the album, Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, which failed to get any Grammy nominations, but now widely viewed as a classic. Yeah, right. This is a classic.
It is. This, Doug, no, it is. Don't. I know you don't like it, but it really is.
I know,
this
is
groundbreaking.
Yeah, right. Don't believe the hype. Okay, we had enough of this, or you want to keep listening to it, so go on to some of the others who have been nominated.
We can move on to some other classics.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Neil Diamond from 1969, Sweet Caroline, likewise passed over in the Grammy nominations, but it's beloved. It's a big sing-along song. Sweet Caroline is now up, right, for going into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Other recordings that were celebrated in their time include Peter Frampton's blockbuster from the album Frampton Comes Alive in 1976. There are a lot of things. What do you have? No, these are the Eurythmics. They're also in there. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the... I've always liked her, but they're interesting characters. When she was Dave Stewart at the time, but he wasn't involved in the Annie Lennox is who I'm talking about. She wasn't... Was Dave Stewart involved in the Eurythmics at all? Anybody remember?
He is. He's the other half. Yeah.
He is. Okay. So it was the two of them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I couldn't remember. Anyway,
they were together for a while, right?
Yeah, they were. I think they were even married. I told you that they were both at Uri Geller's wedding.
Yeah.
He sat in the front next to David Frost. She sat next to me up in the back. So,
maybe they were broken up by then.
Yeah, they were broken up by then. Uri said something about it, as a matter of fact. Anyway, Let's see who else is in here. Several of this year's inducted recordings boosted by being spotlighted in films. Dick Dale and the Deltones. Mizzer Lou was featured in Pulp Fiction. 1962, this song was a big hit. The Stanley Brothers and the Clinch Mountain Boys. I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow was revived in the Coen Brothers film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which won the 2001 Grammy for Album of the Year. This is...
I think people thought that George Clooney sang this because he sings it in the movie.
I'm one of those people.
No, sorry. Elton John's 1972 hit Tiny Dancer, memorably spotlighted in Cameron Crowe's film Almost Famous in 2000. And we go back from that year to 19...
That made the whole movie, practically. That scene of Tiny Dancer, Almost Famous.
Yes.
Where Kate Hudson and everybody's on the bus singing it. That relaunched that song, and a bunch of people covered it after that. It hit the charts again. It was crazy.
Nancy Sinatra's hit from 1966, biggest song she ever had as a single, These Boots Are Made for Walkin', was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Let's go for that. Her father, Frank Sinatra, has 14 recordings in the Hall of Fame. Let's see, what else we got? Go back to 1921 for this one. This is James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout, the oldest recording that was inducted this year. This is so fabulous, don't you? I love this stuff. Reminds me of a scene out of Casablanca or something. Recordings are voted on each year by a special member committee with final approval by the Academy's National Board of Trustees. Counting the 26 new titles this year, the Hall in its 47th year has 1,114 recordings there. Recordings become eligible 25 years after they've been released. That's the story. 28 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique. It's cholesterol's name.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today's the day President Trump and the chief trade negotiator for China are scheduled to sign a trade agreement. It's to see the U.S. ease some sanctions on China, and China will in turn purchase more American goods. Here's Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin.
This is the first time we'll have a fully binding agreement with China with structural changes, technology protection, and an additional $200 billion of purchases.
The U.S. House will vote today on a resolution to send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the U.S. Senate. And U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will also appoint House members known as managers to prosecute the articles that charge President Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Clear the decks. Ready to go. Let's keep moving. The Wednesday program on the DJV affair with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and a lot of you who are interested to know what is going on in case you haven't heard. There are a number of things. This city of Los Angeles, where I live in the wintertime, is one of the most interesting, amusing, amazing places on the planet because there's so much going on. Victoria, you have had the benefit of living in New York. I never have lived in New York. I've spent a lot of time in New York. I worked in New York on a radio station, but I lived in Boston. I kept going back and forth every day between Boston and New York, so I never really have lived. Spent a lot of time, spent some really good nights in some good hotels there and some nights in some pretty flea-baggy hotels. But I can't tell you that I really know. You used to have a girlfriend that lived in New York. Actually, a couple of girlfriends that lived in New York, and so I'd spend time down there. One of them lived on the wrong end of town, and one of them lived on the right end of town. Actually, I wonder how far she lives. Actually, she's still on Central Park. How far she lived from where you were. I never really knew quite where you were. I think you were lower.
I was on the upper. We were on the upper west side.
You were.
So we were on Central Park West and 87th.
Okay, she was on 62nd, I think. Right, sort of almost on the, when you go around the corner where the big statue is. Who's that statue?
Columbus Circle?
Yeah, Columbus Circle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Where the Javits Center is.
That's no, the Javits Center is way down by Penn Station.
What's the big hall that's there then? And that by the circle. This is fascinating, I'm sure, for the audience.
Lincoln Center.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah, Lincoln Center is like 66 is Lincoln Center.
Anyway, the reason I talk about these two cities in the same vein is because there's so many people, such a concentrated area of people, millions and millions and millions of people, things that people want to get in and out of here. They come into the airport. They come into the train stations. It's really a fascinating thing to see the people that come in and out. So transportation is a big thing. Here in Los Angeles, I often, people argue with me about this. I happen to love LAX. I think it's a, once you get in, it's fabulous. I can get into the airport, go through the TSA pre-check, and be at the gate in 4 minutes. It's pretty consistent here. Plus, I like the traffic. I don't know, but some people hate it. So they've made a lot of changes. The other night when I came in, I didn't have a car, and it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I had to, they've changed the traffic pattern here. So they don't allow the taxis. They don't allow the Ubers.
You have to go. I think you have to take a shuttle
bus.
Now, right?
Yeah, yeah, take a shuttle. And it takes 15 minutes to get on the bus, go out there.
That's a pain.
You can't get an Uber or a Lyft. You take the taxi cabs have won. This is a round the taxi cabs absolutely, positively won against Uber and Lyft. And so there are, when I get, this is, by the time I got off the plane a little before 1 in the morning. By the time I got out to this place, it was 1:30, and there were at least 200 cabs. And the place was teeming because in Los Angeles, the airport pretty much never shuts down. There's always a plane. The plane's coming and going all night long. And unlike in New York where you can't fly out of LaGuardia after 10 o'clock. They shut the airport down. Because it's so close to the residents. Same thing with Reagan. 10 o'clock, no more flights until 5 o'clock the next morning. So anyway, when this thing happened yesterday, the city didn't come to a stop, but everybody gasped. It wasn't like, I mean, these sorts of things have happened before. But because of the severity, if you didn't hear the story, there was a Delta 777 that was on its way to Shanghai, taken off by LAX. And it gets up in the air, 60 seconds. And one of the turbos on one side of the plane is having a problem. So the pilot says, we got to come back to the airport. And so they didn't, between the two of them, think about where the plane was. The ATF guy just said, okay, hurry up, turn around and come back to the airport. The plane was only in the air 4 or 5 minutes. But he dumped about 1,000 gallons of fuel over a bunch of schools. And that's what created the mayhem. And now people all over the country are talking about this, and now should there be regulations? Well, they kind of already are regulations.
There are, yeah. Normally, yeah. The plane has to be much higher, and when they dump the fuel, it just basically all dissipates by the time
right.
It hits
yeah.
anywhere in breathing space.
Wasn't even 4,000 at 4,000 feet, and you can clearly see. You can see the fuel coming out of both sides of the wings.
Yeah, so they've launched an investigation into this.
Yeah,
this is Delta Airlines Flight 89 to Shanghai. And like you said, a few minutes after takeoff, according to the recording between the air traffic control and the pilot said that he was experiencing engine compressor stalls on the right engine, and so that's why they had to turn around and make the emergency landing. But in the meantime, he had to dump the fuel, and it was described as a vapor, and as it dumped over a schoolyard, it caused minor skin irritation, lung irritation, 56
it wasn't really
children
a vapor.
And adults.
It hadn't been vaporized, but it was fuel. It wasn't vapor
well,
at all.
The fire officials are calling it a vapor, and so they said that that if it was more than that, they would have all had to go to the hospital for decontamination. This time, though, they were lucky. It was 56 children and adults. No one was taken to the hospital. They all had to be washed down with soap and water. But other than that, some kids who had asthma needed inhalers and things like that, and some oxygen. But it could have been way, way worse.
Yeah, it could have been. So let me tell you. Having a farm, most of the engines that I have on tractors and trucks are diesel. I've been around diesel fuel all my life. gasoline evaporates very quickly. Had this been a small propeller plane that was driven by more of a gas-like product, it would be different. Diesel fuel, which is what's in the plane, jet fuel and diesel fuel, heating oil, it's all the same stuff. And so when it does not evaporate quickly. It stays as a liquid. So I disagree, especially after seeing some of the pictures
on
the
news. This report from the this is the preliminary report from the inspector. This is the fire inspector from Los Angeles County. He said, quote, "It was a really good sign. All the fuel evaporated very quickly. Nothing flammable remained in the air or on the ground. That's why."
But you can see the liquid on the kids. See the video, the kids have oil in their hair. You can see it plain as day. So I don't know what the heck he's talking about, but you can see the oil, because it's a thick, diesel fuel is a much thicker, it's less refined, therefore it's much thicker than his gasoline, and it doesn't evaporate easily. Anyway, I'm just telling you that they don't, these kids, they did the right thing. Wash them down, and they'll be all fine. The United Nations is looking at a plan that was released yesterday, Victoria, that will protect, they say, 30% of the planet in the next 20 years. They're trying to reverse through this work the rapid loss of species around the globe. Look at the mess in Australia. If there weren't, some species weren't on the way out, you know, from natural causes, although people say, well, the fire is natural. No, it's not. It's been set by about a dozen people, most of them. Anyway, the UN says that we'll be able to protect nearly one-third of all land and ocean, and major sources of pollution will be cut by the end of the decade if this plan is enacted. So let's see what happens. The UN General Assembly meets for its semi-annual meeting, I think, pretty soon, don't they? Pretty soon. Wasn't there a whole big flap about
They just had the big climate, the UN climate summit was last fall. I want to say October.
Yeah, but they usually have two sessions where people from all over the world come in every year, right? One in October and one in the spring, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that'll come up for conversation there.
But look, I don't even understand how, you know, when you see the way the planet is behaving right now, I don't even understand how people can't, even if you're on the far end of the spectrum of wanting to be a climate denier and deny science, I just don't know how you can't look around and see, you know, we had 66 degrees here over the weekend. You
it was
know,
warmer it, there than it was here.
Yeah, and, you know, it just, I don't know. I personally just can't even wrap my head around people who are just denying all of this at this point. Mm. I don't know. I guess I don't understand the motivation for even denying it.
It's just a political thing. Microsoft has released a security patch for a dangerous vulnerability affecting a lot of computers. I have Windows 10.
This must be the update that you had to do today, right?
Exactly. Shut everything down.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock this morning, I'm on the air. I'm looking at a story. Gonzo. And it was gone for about 24, 25 minutes. There was a vulnerability found in Windows cryptographic component known as Crypto API. Like, that means something to me.
I don't think we're the ones who even discovered it. I think this came from the FBI.
Oh, is
it
this?
Came from
really?
Some other... Yeah, Microsoft... Yeah, this is... You know, you would think Microsoft would be the ones to find this, but this was actually discovered by... I lost my screen here, but I want to say
too.
It was the FBI. No, I mean,
that's
I didn't
the
mind
trouble with not having paper in front of us, you see?
No, I have a MacBook. I have Apple. I never have
You're
a
all
set. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been trying to get you to be a Mac person for a
I
long time.
I know you have. My children have, too. They yeah. all have it. Anyway, so that's the story. If you have a problem, if you are on Windows 10 and it shuts down today, that's why it's shutting down.
Yeah, but make sure, but here's the thing, make sure you do the update, because it's a patch for a major security breach, so don't shut it off, make sure you do the update. It's very important.
Right. Okay, coming up in a moment, a Kansas man challenges his wife to a sword fight. It's coming right up. The world's full of cucamongas. Here's something that's not cucamonga. Your pillows, the pillows that you are looking forward to every night, climbing into bed and wrapping yourself around those pillows. And I've got a number of, I suppose we'd call them sleepgrams from people who say, "Ooh, why do you talk about those bugs? They're so gross." Because the bugs are crawling in and out of your nose, lady. In and out of your eyes, and in and out of your ears, and your mouth. And that's because the pillow that you have is full of all this stuff, because you can't wash it, and you can't dry it. And along comes My Pillow with a pillow you can wash, and you can dry, and it stays clean, and it keeps the bugs away. You wash them and dry them and cook them, and that's the end of the bugs. So why don't you do yourself a favor, every member of your family, go to MyPillow.com right now. Enjoy all kinds of benefits using the DJV code when you go to the special radio opportunity page that they have. Click on that and take a look at all the things that they have, young and old alike. You need normally 8 hours of sleep a night. Get the best rest you can with the best pillows and mattresses and components for sleep. See the whole catalog. It's fun to kind of go through it and see what's there. MyPillow.com, best deals up to 66% off using the discount code DJV.
All to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so, fast forward to Harlan, Iowa. Not where the debates were last night. But the folks in Kansas are interested. An Iowa judge was petitioned yesterday by a Kansas man who wants to have the judge allow him to engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife. Because
with his ex-wife, that's key.
Right. He wants to rend their souls from their body. David Ostrom is 40. He said in the court filing that his former wife, Bridget, and her attorney, Matthew Hudson, had destroyed him legally. The Ostroms have been embroiled in disputes over custody and visitation issues and property rights and tax payments and all kinds of stuff. And the judge, he said, had the power to let the parties resolve their dispute on the field of battle. David Ostrom said, legally, I have a right to challenge my wife and her attorney. Those rights are not, sword fighting has never been explicitly banned or restricted in the United States.
So he wants like a modern day, well, modern, but like a duel.
He's asked the judge to give him 12
weeks. Does
he
travel from the past, or has he just been watching too much Game of Thrones?
Right. Maybe a little of both of those. He asked the judge to give him 3 months so he could get authentic Japanese samurai swords.
Oh, my God. What did the judge say?
I don't know. The judge has ruled on it.
Oh. I'm sure the ex-wife probably has zero interest in this.
Well, she's going to put her... The suggestion was that she not do it, but the lawyer act in her stead as duel to the death.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, the judge said in his own filing that he won't be issuing a decision anytime soon, citing irregularities with the, with the motions and the responses of the parties. So he said, until the proper procedural steps are initiated, court proceeding are followed, this court takes no further action in this request. All right, there we go. Welcome to America. What a great place. 10 before the hour.
Do Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
One of the great iconic television shows of all time. So what came first? Happy Days? Well, it was an off... I can't remember whether Happy Days was an offshoot of another show or there was another show, Laverne and Shirley, that came from Happy Days. It was Happy Days first and Laverne and Shirley, right? Am I right on that?
Let me do this in order. This day in TV history, January 15, 1974, Happy Days first premiered on ABC. It was a spin-off. They did a brief segment on a show called Love American Style. I don't know if you remember that show. Right. Way back in the day.
Yep.
And then when American Graffiti became a box office hit, the network greenlit Happy Days, which was a brainchild of Gary Marshall. Happy Days spun off Laverne and Shirley, which wound up becoming a very popular TV show.
Penny Marshall, his sister.
And then also it spun off Mork and Mindy with Robin Williams.
Right. I remember there was a spin, and that was the show, by the way, the first clip that was shown when Tom Hanks got the Cecil B. DeMille Award was of him being on Love Boat.
Now it also spun off spun off an awful show called Joni Loves Chachi, if you remember Theo and Moran. And I think a show called Blansky's Beauties, it spun off a few bad ones also. But anyway, Happy Days ran from this day, January 15, 1974, to September 24th, 1984. They did a total of 255 episodes. Henry Winkler's Fonzie was one of the great all-time pop culture cool characters, and his Bond friendship with Richie, Ron Howard, one of the all-time great friendships on any format in TV history. I love that show. I was a big fan, and I love the character of Fonzie and also Richie. Really good stuff.
Yeah, it was very good stuff. Look at Fonzie today, how he's matured and how his acting has changed. He's not, he doesn't play parts at all like he was, you know, he's...
typecast. Ron Howard's, I think his first or second directorial movie was a feature film, was a movie called Night Shift, with Henry Winkler and Michael Keaton, and Henry Winkler played a different type character than Fonzie against type. A really good film, though. Shelley Long was also in that film. That was the 1980s.
Fabulous. So you saw that The Joker is being re-released this weekend after the 11 Oscar nominations, and maybe there's some others
pretty,
that you know
that's
about.
That's pretty standard. You know, actually, I just want to bring that up. The theater I'm involved in that you paid a visit in East Strasburg, Pocono Cinema, we're going to play five movies on three screens, 1917, Ford vs. Ferrari, A Marriage Story, Parasite, and Jojo Rabbit, all movies nominated for Oscars. That's a strategy that works, and a lot of people will actually go to theaters now to see movies that they missed or want to rewatch again to get ready for the Oscar telecast. People who like that sort of thing. But yeah, Joker will be released for 1 week.
I've seen all of these movies except for The Joker. I have no desire to see the Joker.
Tell me why.
Because it's too dark for me. I don't.
You're not curious, though?
No. Not at all. I got the gist of his, by the way, even though I consider him to be one of our better actors,
he's a good actor.
Lunatic, but maybe that's what it takes to be a good actor.
I think that helps. I think that does help.
Yeah. Well, he can so divorce himself.
Aloof?
From
would you say aloof?
That's a good word.
Some of these really good actors, if you ever see, when you see them on a talk show like Joaquin Phoenix or Johnny Depp, even De Niro, so they're very, very uncomfortable in their own skin.
Playing now in Los Angeles that was produced in 1977 called New York, New York. Do you know who stars in it?
Liza Minnelli, right?
Judy Garland, but Liza Minnelli is in it. And it was one of the first really big roles for Robert De Niro. It looks like, I actually want to go see it. If I have a moment to go see it. I have not ever seen it. Those are the kinds of things. I love to see them come back again. And you compare this is 40-some-odd years? De Niro has been an actor all of his life, and he started pretty much out of the gate, but this was his first significant role. I just kind of want to see what he was like in that role, and then remembering some of the great roles that he's played through the years. He really is one of our best actors. And Pacino.
He's done so many different things. He's been involved in some iconic. He's also in Joker. He's actually, I think, really good. Plays a Johnny Carson like.
Isn't he more around now? I mean, when you look at how often you see De Niro, and Pacino's more around now, too, given the status. They're both in the 70s. Yeah, late 70s.
More than that. I think Pacino's in his 80s. No? Am I wrong?
He's close.
He's up there.
He'll be pretty close. Yeah. He is, right. Well, you'll still be on the radio when you're that age, and you'll be on with me, Chucker. I'm sticking
to
the bitter end, all right? Chuck Curry, our movie man, movie moments here every day at this time on the DJV Show. It's 59 past.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.